Most kids resent a dad who's constantly pushing them.
Let's go.
But not Rick Hoyt.
We can do this.
For years, Rick has been pushed, pulled, and carried by his dad, and he loves it.
Here they come.
That's because Rick, a wheelchair quadriplegic since birth, and his father, Dick, together have competed in over 65 marathons. So when you see Dick Hoyt pushing his son around, you're witnessing extraordinary devotion. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Live from our newsrooms brings back our hit news network, SNN, with many news anchors like Arthur Brooks, Addison Hayden, and Beatrix Gemma.
Brings you stories about the news worldwide. Tune in on Atlanta's number one stations,
Swanky 93.3 and The Heat 94.6 radio stations.
To get the latest news today, listen on all major audio platforms like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audacity, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Podcast, Google Podcast, YouTube, and more.
Pass it on. Here's my bucket list for the day. Read an article on a news subject. Say only nice things about others. And listen to everyone's opinions. Because making things better requires change. Now, these changes aren't going to show up on your news feed, but they're things I can do. So change something today. It's not going to change the entire world, but it's going to change your world. Change is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
Atlanta's number one radio stations,
Swanky 93.3 and The Heat 94.6 radio stations,
has you covered. From our studios to our newsroom at KLP Entertainment,
listen on all major audio platforms like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audacity, Apple Podcast, Stitcher Podcast, Google Podcast, YouTube, and more.
What the motherfuck is going on? How y'all doing? It's King Coco. And we back in this bitch with another motherfucking episode of Unfiltered, Unadulterated, Unapologetic. We like to keep the motherfucking truth ugly over here, because the truth be ugly. The truth is a really ugly motherfucker. We like to keep a motherfucking bee over here. As always, tell me how y'all doing. I want to hear how y'all doing today. Depending on what day you're watching this or when this comes out, I want to hear how y'all doing today. Is the weather nice? Is the weather shitty? Did you do something today? Did you eat? What'd you eat today? What'd you eat today? Right now, I have not eaten much yet. I've been drinking a lot of water, a lot of aloe vera, sea moss. And after I'm done recording this, I'm about to hit the gym. So I hope y'all staying active. Summer, it's summertime, you know, let's stay active. Let's keep it going. Let's get in the groove. And today I want you to sit down. I want y'all to kick up, grab your favorite snack. Maybe that snack is ass. Maybe that snack is pussy. I love some good pussy. Maybe that's your snack. Maybe that snack is your boo thing. Maybe that snack is your boo thing. Maybe you got a little snack beside you, you know. Kick up and just vibe with me for a little bit. I want to tell you some stories about my days as an insurance agent. Yep. For some people who don't know, others do know. I was, you know, I work in finance. I got introduced to finance in insurance. I worked for an insurance company. It was called Combined Insurance Company of America. If you want to know what it is, you know, like a Desjardins, like a Manulife. Smaller, but, you know. It's a good company to work for. I'm not going to slander anybody like that. That's not really what I came here to talk about. But, you know, for the most part, you know, it was definitely an experience, and I'm glad that I had that experience. So basically, what does an insurance agent do? Because a lot of people think that I'm an insurance agent now. I'm not. Please stop thinking that, because it's not the case. Insurance agents, basically, you sell insurance. You sell the product, like these products, because insurance, they are products, and you are selling them, and you're trying to make people buy them. That was my job. And basically, how it worked is I basically had my superior, and there was like a team of us, and we were all on the same team, right? And we would, you know, we would go to different places. So we'd go around Toronto, you know, we go to Scarborough, we go to, usually in the East End was usually like, you know, up, Binch, East, Vaughan. But then we would go, sometimes we go, I don't know, call it like excursion. Call it that. And we would go up to, you know, different places. Lakefield and like, you know, just Peterborough we went to one time. Like, it's just a bunch of different far out places, you know what I mean? To just, you get me. And you know, while you're up there, you know, because you know, they get the Airbnb and you know, things like that. And while you're up there, it's like, oh, okay, like, we're out here, we're working, we're doing our thing. And you know, you'd go out in the day and you go out in the day and like, you know, you do your thing, you try and get people to buy your shit, you cold call, you up your lead cards and whatever, you know, you cold call, you know, anyone who works in sales like this, you understand what I mean. You're cold calling, you're out and about on the road, and your days are rough. We're doing it all year in the winter. I was mostly doing that shit in the winter. So it was fucking rough. Like, I hate the cold. Anybody who know me, I hate the motherfucking cold. And we're out in the freezing cold, doing this shit, walking around, going from door to door, calling people, going from, again, door to door, you know, people are there, use shit, and basically that's me setting the scene, hey? Now, let me introduce you to the team of people that was on my team. There was me, the little baby. I was just turned 18. I may have been about to turn 19. I don't even think so, though. I definitely just turned 18 because this was January of 2019. So I was quite a few months away from turning 19. I was a little baby, fresh out of high school, right? So there was me. There was an ex-man named Steven Krasna. Remember that name for later on in this conversation. Mexican name, Azar. I don't remember his last name, but yeah, he's him. And I think that was it. And the rest were like the leaders, okay? The leaders. And they're not as important to this because, you know, but that was basically like the team. That was our team. So basically how it worked is, you know, you could go on your ones as an agent, because again, it's the things that you're selling, it's the policies that you're selling that you're obviously going to get paid for. Now, if you go with someone, you know, you split it with them, you can split the commission with them, whatever. Sometimes you go together, you know, to shadow someone, to help them on what they're doing. And, you know, I'm sometimes a generous person. So if somebody's out here and we're going to do, they're going to do a sale, maybe they have a client that they're going to go connect with, I will just be there to shadow, because one thing that I'm good at is I'm good at selling shit. I was a monster at that shit. When it comes to that, if you give me a policy, I could sell it. There are a few times, you know, I got nervous. There were a few times in the beginning, anxious, nervous, but once I get into the swing of it, I'm really good on the phone. I'm good with my words. I'm not even trying to chat shit. I'm not trying to chat shit or you know, move crazy, move sick. I'm not trying to do that. Like, that's just the fact of the matter. The results will show for itself. Even in my current job right now, I'm a mortgage agent right now. Similar, but still very different. But even that, like, you got to be good with your words. You got to be good at walking. You're walking someone into the sale. Okay? Now, I would say someone like an Azar, for example, I would say he was also someone who was very good with his words. He was good with his words, and he was good at selling. Sometimes he'd chat a little too much, but for the most part, I can't even really sit here and critique him and say that he was this and he was that, like something a bit high strung sometimes, but other than that, you know, like, or he's chilling, he's doing his thing, like, no problems there. Steven, on the other hand, where do I even begin with this nigga? Now, again, don't go looking for these people. Don't do that. That's weird. Don't look for them. Don't harass them. This is literally just a story to just tell because this is something that happened in my life and it's funny. Anyhow, I just want to put that out there. You know, this nigga Steven, man, tall white guy, but he's one of the most childish. I'm sure a few episodes ago, you guys remember I'm talking about the take care of your kids thing. He had a kid. He had a son. Yep, he had a son. And, you know, whatever. That's his thing. That's his business when he's doing it. I'm not going to comment on his parenting skills, but it was just kind of weird to me that someone like who acted like him. He acted a bit kiddish. He acted a bit, you know what I mean? A bit weird. So, you know, a lot of the time I'm sitting there with him and he's having trouble like really explaining the policies and stuff like that. And to really put into perspective, with combined, you have to go through like the whole schooling process. Like they teach you about what the policies are. They sit down with you and they show you these things. They show you the policies. They tell you what they are. You have to take a test. You know, like all these things. Like I had to sit there hunkered down for a whole month and they're cramming in months worth of schooling into like a 1 month. So it was brutal. It was brutal. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say it's necessarily like super duper most difficult thing ever. It's just a lot to do. A lot of math. A lot of stuff like that to do to really understand what's going on. So like you gotta be locked in. So I'm thinking everybody who's here on this team, they went through the same shit. So obviously they should know what's going on, right? I was wrong because Steven, I don't know what it is with him, but he was stunted a little bit as a child. Stunted. He was a considerable amount of time of years older than me. So again, I'm here confused. I'm obviously there confused, wondering what the fuck is going on, wondering why he acted this way. But this nigga was all over the place. He's acting like a kid, this, that, and the other. Like he's moving like a weirdo. And it's just, he was turning to music. So at first I'm like, oh, you know, maybe he's, just misguided. Maybe he's just misunderstood. You know what I mean? You guys know those ones where like sometimes it's like, you know what I'm saying? But then after a while, it just started getting really annoying because now he doesn't know how to do anything by himself. Every 2 seconds, you have to go and help him sell his policies and I'm not getting anything for it. You know what I mean? I'm all for helping someone, but now like I'm not getting compensated and now it's like, okay, what are we doing here? Like I kind of feel used. So obviously I go to my supervisor. I'm like, yo, like, and someone like whips Steven into shape. Like, what's going on? I'm not fucking with this guy. Like, what is he doing? Like, can he like get his shit together? Cause it's really annoying. Okay. Fine. I'll talk to him. Whatever. Talks to him. Whatever. Doing his thing now. Everything's blessed. But Czar. Steven Azar from the start, he did not like this guy. From the start, he did not like this guy. Are you kidding me? And Azar, I have my own issues with that nigga, whatever, but he did not at all like this guy. And you know, he was not like, they just did not get along at all. Like they were not paying. This guy was ripping him at me every chance he got, ripping him. Dissing the man, making sure that this guy just felt like shit all the time. Now they're both coming to me on a scapegoat thing. Yo, like, why is this man moving this way? Why is he doing this? Like, does he even like me? I don't appreciate the way that he's acting. I feel like he's kind of like this. I feel like he's kind of like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm one of those ones. I'm like, okay, you know, like, I'm just here to do my thing. You know, I'm just here to do my thing. Whatever. One day, we had a nice little Airbnb house thing. Up in Lakefield. Yeah. Lakefield, I believe. Either Lakefield or Peterborough. It might have actually been Peterborough, I think. Yeah, I think it's actually Peterborough. So we get it up in Peterborough. Whatever. Any? And we're staying there, I believe it was for a week. We stayed for a week. Or was it Lakefield? It was Lakefield or Peterborough, either or. It was a nice little Airbnb, I remember, clear as day. And so we stayed there, we were staying there for the week. And again, like I said, the Airbnb is just a place to rest your head at the end of the day. That's all it is. Get up. You get up, you're there, you get up to go. Do your shit throughout the day. Nighttime you come, rest your head, do it all again tomorrow. Because again, the one thing that I appreciated that is good and bad, I would say about when I was an insurance agent, is that at any time I could get up and go. That's the one thing that I appreciated. I can get up and go and do what I need to do at any single time. You know, whatever. Wasn't really dry. I don't really be driving like that. So that's a bit tricky. But I have feet, I can hop with some whip, split the commission if it's that serious. Whatever, you know, get up, go and do what you need to do. Get your sales done because you can make good money, bro. You can make good motherfucking money doing that shit. If you're locking those in, if you're locking in those policies, if you're getting people to buy these policies, come on, you're making good bread. You're making good bread. But anyhow, so that was what it basically was there for. Day one, I come back, Steven's home before me. I'm like, yeah, obviously I'm going to go, oh, like, how much did you sell today? Like, did you have any appointments? Like, tell me about them. You know what I mean? Like, tell me, like, I want to hear what, like, how it was for you. Oh, why are you, like, what's going on? Like, how was it? Oh, yeah, I didn't really go out today. Did you not have any appointments today? Oh, maybe you were back here cold calling. You know, maybe you're at home cold calling, calling people, trying to set up appointments, you know, that's super understandable too. That's super understandable, you know? So I'm here thinking that. No, I wasn't doing that. Oh, okay. Every 2 seconds, the man's are taking pictures. Again, I have to stress this. First of all, taking pictures of what? Peterborough is nothing special. I'm not really sure what the taking picture stuff is all about. Because Peterborough is not like don't move like Peterborough is like a top tier, you know what I mean? Like that's a top tier spot. That's a top tier spot. It isn't. It's Peterborough. Like you're taking pictures. You're acting like, you know what I mean? Again, you're acting like it's some kind of sick place like Lakefield, Peterborough. Hey. Either or, whatever it is, you're acting like it's one of these six spots. It isn't. And two, remember, this is a vacation. We're here to work, buddy. We're here to work, dog. So you got to get up and work. You know what I mean? You got to get up and fucking work. You can't be sitting here and treating it like a vacation because, you know, I don't really appreciate that. And, you know, okay, this is day one. Carry this amount, whatever. Slow start. Day two. Okay. Day two, Tuesday. Same thing. I come back. Maybe the man had one appointment here showing me. Had one appointment. Yeah, you know, like, blah, 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 blah. Yada, yada, yada. Ray, tay, tay. Whatever. Yeah, I didn't really close it because this, that, and the other. Oh, okay. Like, at least you went out. You know, do you need help? He's like, oh, can you tag along with me on day three? Day three comes, tag along with him. It's some guy who lives in this little apartment or whatever. And he's basically just like, he's like, oh, like, you know, no, like, you know, it's just me here. So I wanted to get on his foot. It was a slam dunk deal. Just a single guy wanted just a like a regular policy. He looked like he had money. The apartment was big. No, like this is a slam dunk deal. He's there. He's like, tell me what it is. I'm buying today. Okay. The man's here stumbling over words. The man here doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't even know what the policies are. One thing that I'm telling you that you need to know in any area of finance is you need to know what it is you are talking about. If someone comes to me asking about a mortgage and I don't know anything about the mortgage, if someone's talking to me, oh, what kind of rate is this? There's a difference between a variable, an adjustable, and a fixed. There are different types of these things. There are different products that comes with these things. Each lender has, like, TD's not going to have the same shit as Scotiabank, and Scotiabank's not going to have the same CIBC, and CIBC's not going to have the same shit as Merrick's, as NPX, as Equitable, as Home Trust. Same thing here. There are multiple different accident policies. There are multiple different sickness policies, cancer policies. Cancer's not the same as critical illness. Critical illness is not the same as this, that, and the, as disability. Disability is not the same as outpatient. And none of those are the same as life. That's a whole different thing. Like, you need to know these things. That's the one thing that you have to be, you need to sit there and study and stress. Especially because companies like this are changing. They love to change policies or cover this, not cover that. Change it, call it different things. You need to know. Because if you know, then the customer is going to, the client is going to sit there and they're going to have faith in you. They're going to sit there and they're going to have faith in what you're doing. Because if you sound like you know what you're talking about, they're going to have faith. They're going to trust you. And then, oh, this person knows what they're talking about. Why wouldn't I listen to them? That is what you're there to do. You are there to do that. You need to know what you are talking about. You know what I mean? They're supposed to be sitting there and doing that. Now, this guy sitting here, he doesn't know anything about any of the policies. He's showing the guy something he doesn't want. You have to listen. You have to do the what we call a needs analysis. Come on, I'm giving you guys the inside scoop. I shouldn't be, but I'm giving you guys a little bit of the inside scoop. You got to do a needs analysis in some way. Meaning, the minute that you walk in and you have the first few sentences of the person, those first few sentences in the conversation should be you trying to understand what this person wants. You should be trying to understand what it is that they're probably going to be looking for.
Bit.